This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Horrific scenes are unfolding in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 70 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters' Elon Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee. Ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Officials say more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the attack, with hundreds more injured. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Elon Rubens from Reuters. The Heritage Foundation conservative think tank is floating the idea that President Joe Biden might refuse to leave office if he loses in November. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A Heritage Foundation report accuses the Biden administration of lawlessness in its border policies, in staffing considerations, and in circumventing constitutional limits on the office of president. And then goes on to suggest the president could disregard the will of the voters, despite Biden clearly saying otherwise. President Biden has repeatedly said Donald Trump is a threat to democracy.
Do you think democracy is under siege based on Project 2025? Do you think he means what he says when he says he's going to do away with the civil service?
But this appears to be an attempt to turn the tables. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories 24 hours a day,